You are listening to Awaken the Goddess. Join me, Trinace, as I interview lightworkers who are bringing their gifts to the world for the upliftment of humanity. Listen to their inspiring stories of courage and dedication to follow their hearts and to manifest their dreams. This episode of Awaken the Goddess was a video podcast, and it has been edited from its original version to fit the audio platform. Please visit us at awakenthehealing.com to view the entire episode of Awaken the Goddess. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Welcome to Awaken the Goddess. I greet you all in love and in the light of the infinite creator. We welcome you. We have a wonderful guest this evening with us. We have Dr. David Clements and we have Peter Widuga. Did I say that right, Peter? Wonderful. So I'd like to introduce these wonderful men. They have brought some incredible technology to us tonight. So Dr. David Clements is the creator of Infinidry, the IST technology that we will be discussing this evening. David began his path as an artist. He then moved into science and received an undergraduate degree in mathematical physics. Then he went on in his education and received two master degrees in mathematics and theoretical physics. And then finally, a doctorate in theoretical physics to become a professional theoretical physicist and mathematician. David has worked in some of the top institutions around the world. His time was spent looking at fundamental theories of the makeup of the universe. David's academic research involved furthering the fields of superstring theory, a quantum physics theory of subatomic particles and multidimensional spaces, as well as advanced concepts in electromagnetism. He eventually left his profession after going through a profound shift in his consciousness. He had a spiritual awakening of sorts. David was no longer able to view nature or reality through the eyes of separateness or lifelessness. After removing the filter of conditioning, he saw the world as a living wonder. This deep interchange paved the way for his view of a holistic idea of reality based on living energy and consciousness, a living universe, one of which was completely interconnected, intelligent, thriving, and fundamentally supportive of life, growth, and expression. Thank you, Dr. Clements, for joining us this evening. Thank you so much.
A pleasure to be here. It's a very heartwarming experience, and I'm really excited to share this with you and with your listeners as well.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to now introduce your assistant, Peter Widuga. Now, he is the operations manager of IC Technology. He handles all the business logistics. As a teenager, Peter was deeply concerned about the environment and he had many questions about life. He went on to college to receive a master's degree in electrical engineering, hoping to learn more about energy and to find solutions for green technologies. When Peter was introduced to the world of quantum physics and spirituality, he felt a sense of nostalgia or coming home. This led to a big shift in his career. And in the year 2008, he moved from Belgium to the United States. He left the world of IT business consulting and started to work with a German environmental technology company, an innovation in the area of quantum physics and environment. He helped to introduce this technology to many European countries, to Asia and Australia, and worked for a decade as the exclusive importer of this technology in North America. It was during this time that Peter met David Clements, and he soon believed that David would become the next innovator in this field of quantum technology. Peter is very proud and honored to be a part of IC Infinidry Solutions, and he looks forward to spreading this conscious technology around the world. Again, welcome to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, this is exciting because I have had the pleasure of having two of these wonderful pyramids, this technology in my home for several months now and in my car. And I have to tell you, should I give my testimony now? I absolutely love them. I love them. Now, what I have to say about the food, one for the food that you put in your kitchen or on the table around your food, I keep it on the counter and I put all my fruits and vegetables around it. And what I have noticed is that they do not rot. They completely decompose in a different way. It takes a very long time. They have a longer shelf life, absolutely, because you know how fresh fruits and vegetables can just decay so fast. But with this pyramid, I've noticed that they last much longer. They're much fresher. And I do use my pendulum to test to see the energy, like when I bring them in from the grocery. And I'll test, and sometimes it spins to the left because who knows? It could be pesticides, it could be wax, it could be anything, or just the ground, the earth that it was grown in. Something's wrong with the fruit or the vegetable. And then after just a few minutes of sitting next to this pyramid, it's spinning to the right again. So I have tested your product, and that's why I have you here tonight, because I'm so excited just for everyone to have an opportunity to bring these products into their home, into their car, into their life, because we need it. We need it. We need it more than ever today. So, David, please share with us your wonderful reason for bringing this technology to us.
Thank you, Trinace. And I'd like to say as well that my normal way of working is very inwardly. So, you know, sharing this in the way that I am now is, I've done many speaking before in public, but this is something very close to my heart, because the speaking I've done before has been very academic. You know, it's been all the usual very dry subjects, but this is something which has come from my heart, literally. And this has been a work of love and a work of light for many years now. And, you know, I've been working with Peter for some time on this, and I knew him before this as well. And it's incredibly heartwarming and humbling for me to hear your and everyone's experience with this, because, like I said, I love and cherish, and I know this works the way I intended it to work, or the team that I work with intended it to work. But when I hear people having these wonderful experiences, the reason why I do this is to make the world a better place and to help people be better than they are in ways that is fitting to their soul path. And that's when I hear that happening for people, that's exactly what I'm looking for. That's exactly what I want to do. So it really made my heart sing to hear you say your experiences, because I can see how much it has helped you, and that's exactly what I want to do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I have to tell you, my pyramid that's in the car. Mm-hmm. Now, I do not care to drive with all these crazy drivers out here today. It's like jump in the car, go where you need to go, and get home. And now I find reasons to go driving. I'm like, where can I go? What can I do today? And I know it's that pyramid, because the pyramid makes me, I don't know what it's doing in that car, but it makes me feel so good about driving. And I never really felt excited or about driving before, but now I love being in my car. So something is going on with that pyramid. But I tell you, it's just a shift in energy. And if you are sensitive to energy, you can feel it, and it really does feel like consciousness. It, you said your products are conscious, and I literally can feel at least the one in the car. I think maybe because I'm closer to that one, I really can feel the energy from that one. It feels like there's somebody else in the car with me. So I love it. I want to ask Peter, tell me, Peter, why are you so excited about this technology? You left a company to come over to assist David in his vision. Tell us why you did that.
That's a very interesting question there, Trinay. So in all these years, how can I best describe this? Maybe I'll describe it with a story. So in this work, I've been working a lot with holistic practitioners, because of course, if the environment is ill-making and you would only treat the person but you ignore the environment, you're missing a big factor there. And I've come across amazing practitioners, and some of them work in the area of homeopathics. So homeopathics, again, already is if you really contemplate that, it's basically purely information that is given to a patient that will then release a certain issue, a pathogen, whatever the situation is. And the way that often the diagnosis is made is that, yeah, it's being tested pathogen by pathogen. It's quite an intense process. So now the fascination for David's work is now how do you create basically an on-demand solution for a very dynamic environment that is constantly changing and is instantly providing a remedy for that? The contemplation about his technology is astonishing, and it's bringing me lots of joy and having somebody who found a solution to that is to me out of this world. It is amazing. So you described a bit my path that led to here. So this answers so many questions, so many covers so many topics, and it's the only one that makes sense. So to go a little bit ahead here on like environment, and I believe that we are ever more and more surrounded by an unnatural environment, and we are beings from nature. So living in a natural environment is a very important element to allow us to flourish, to allow us to really have a more supported state around us. And now there is a very big misconception, I believe, in the industry, where they lay safety levels based on an intensity. And originally, the study of toxicology was the study of natural influence on mankind. Mm. And once we were able to start create unnatural chemicals and then unnatural EMF, they just expanded the toxicology and continued to just include the level of safety being a certain dose. But once you are influenced by something unnatural, already at a very weak dose or homeopathic dose, it will make you instantly weak. And so you cannot approach a solution with anything that is approaching it in a pure energetic way. You need to go to a conscious level or to an information level. So that in short, my thoughts on that.
Yes, that was a very deep answer, Peter. See, I love Peter, he goes so deep. I did want to ask you though, Peter, the company that you worked for before, you were very excited about that company as well.
Yes.
And I found you because I was actually looking at those products. And now that you're here with David, I feel like your heart and your soul is totally in this and you want the best for humanity. So where do you, because I know David's going to be biased. It's his product, right? I want you to tell us, why do you think David is going to be the top innovator in this field? today?
Maybe I'm a little bit biased now myself, but anyways, I will try to give you an as honest answer as possible. So the technology I worked with was from a wonderful man developed in the 80s, early 90s. It's already an older technology, although it is not very known to my understanding. And it is a first technology already that tackles or finds its solution in a pure quantum physical application. Mm-hmm. Now, at that time, there wasn't any cell phone use yet. That only came in the 90s, more towards the end of the 90s, Wi-Fi, cordless phones, all the wireless, even the smart meters, Bluetooth, you name it, it's all been added. And at first, it was giving a very good solution. It really gave relief, and I did see when working with therapists and the technology was introduced to the patients of the therapists. Often these people are very weak, and they are very sensitive, and they could feel an instant relief. But I felt that the effects were getting lesser and lesser, and certainly with very sensitive people that kind of also were a reference to me, we did not have any more satisfactory results. So I was kind of getting a bit desperate in that respect. I would never think that anything satisfactory would be found. The inventor himself, he's not very active anymore in further developing. And he's getting in his late 70s now. And I'm not seeing any more progress happening in that area. So then suddenly out of the blue, David contacted me. Is it now 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago, maybe?
3 years.
That he found that he developed a solution to the environmental issues that we're confronted with, and I was over the moon. I was so happy to hear that, as I didn't expect it. Now we know each other more than 10 years, and I knew that David is the person who is capable in bringing something like that to life. And so I couldn't be more happy that he did it, and that it's now here and it's available for everybody to enjoy. In all my conversations with David, I was always in awe about his insights, his spiritual state, his information that he's able to tap into. It's I don't know a second David that is so knowledgeable, but at the same time so humble and so a vessel of knowledge or information. So I cannot be more proud to be part of the IC team.
Yes, that was beautiful. Well, I think we're going to allow David to share the product with everyone now and get deeper into this. I want to remind everyone that what we're talking about is EMF protection and many other things here. David's going to go deeper into this to let you know how the products he has created will assist you in protecting you and your family from these serious threats that we have today with all this EMF and microwaves and all the things in our environment that just keeps increasing as the years go on. It is just completely polluted now, and something definitely needs to be done. And if we don't find a solution to this, then there are various illnesses that are just creeping up, many different cancers and all sorts of things that are really the responsible agent is this EMF exposure that we're having. So we're going to yield the floor to Dr. Clements and allow him to bring his presentation to you on this beautiful IC technology now. All right, David. Okay.
Thank you. And before I begin, I'm just about to share my screen. Are we good with audio where you can hear me properly?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Good.
And I just wanted to say thank you to you, Peter, as well. I know we've exchanged gratitude on a number of occasions, and I just wanted to say in front of everybody else that it has been a remarkable privilege for me to work with you in the same way. And I couldn't have picked anybody else but you. So I just wanted to share that while we're.
Appreciate it. Thank you. That means a lot.
No worries. Okay. So I'm going to share my screen now. The nature of this innovation, because it works with people in very specific and individual ways, the experiences can often be very unique and individual. But what I would expect people to experience, is as the field, particularly people who are sensitive, you will notice very quickly your environment becoming very light, very fast. When we first made the prototypes before we moved to America, when I first put this on, and it literally was, I'm not kidding, this was a cardboard pyramid with this innovation inside. And because it's just the geometry that's essentially important, as long as it's of a natural material. And the effects and the transition was so profound to me. I was just walking around on a high, and I just was so excited, jumping like a jackrabbit. I was like, when my wife came home, I said, get in, you've got to feel this. And, it caused many transitions. Now, one of the things that it will do, because you are in the field of this innovation and it's an active living field, any obviously codes you have inside you are also going to be worked on as well. So you may start to feel or experience some transitional effects, like you may feel like, oh, feels like something's coming out here or something's changing. That can happen. People just feel it just incredibly light and they just breeze through it without any problems. It really depends on your current makeup, your state of awareness, the food you currently eat, lots of different factors like that. So it's very much horses for courses. But like I said, the main thing that I expect for people to feel is this sense of sudden lightness expansion. Again, I felt like the room just expanded. It obviously didn't change in volume, but it just felt like the space just expanded out. Because the pressure of all those degenerative codes weren't there anymore. And suddenly it's almost like your field, your personal field just expands out and you just feel the drop in pressure. So that I hope that gives you a better idea. Does that answer your question, Peter?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, often when people, in this case here, we're trying to heal the environment, might have a ripple effect on how the body responds. If there is a stress from the environment, you remove that stress, it can cause a change. Can people experience detoxifications, for example?
Yes, that's what I should have said. So that's when I talked about people feeling a little bit of, so detoxifications can be an aspect of this, because your body, it's a little like, it's a very bad analogy, but think about people who smoke for a long period of time. Their body learns to adapt, to the toxic environment it's been given, and it learns to function more or less in that environment. And when without it, suddenly, the body can sometimes struggle to transition from the toxic environment to the clean environment. Mm-hmm. And so that's an important thing to take note. And we have an upgrade plate. Which we've developed, which we put with the device. Oh, yeah, Peter's got one there, which goes underneath, which considerably amplifies the effect. And sensitive people, so we're sort of recommending that they perhaps just leave that plate off to begin with and get used to it as it is, and then steadily just moving. Because we've had some sensitive people that felt that to begin with, if they just used the upgrade plate straight away, it was a little too much for them to cope with. They needed to ease in a little bit better. And that's important because you do need to give your, it's like if you do work on yourself, you go through a period where your body has to realign from the old patterns and alignments it was in that were when you had those old energies you were clearing. And when you shift them, you now have to go through a transition to move up and out of those old alignments. So that in itself is a kind of detox. So it's very much like that.
Yeah, one homeopathic doctor once told me that to him is like often, so detoxification is a very good sign in the healing process. And it's usually when there is illness, you go to a peak of symptoms and then you settle somewhere. And he made a comparison of like driving a gasoline car at full speed all the time. It's not made to do that. So full gas maximum. And what will happen is that you go to a peak, but then you will start to have some dysfunctions that will cause the engine to not be able to run at its peak anymore. Now, when you start to heal, that's when you start to become stronger and you're able to fight off whatever you have to fight off. And that's when symptoms first intensify again, as you get stronger before they get better. So to me, it's usually a very good sign that this happens, but it's not always a pleasant one. Another question I have in your point of view towards energies of pollution, then we have seen an immense increase in pollution over the last 20 years, certainly in the field of EMF, certainly as well in unnatural chemicals. But what is your take on how you see these energies behave differently, and maybe the combination of all these influences compared to like what it was 20 years ago?
That's an interesting question. I would say that because of the times that we're in right now, with the influx of everything that's coming in, a great deal of this is already being changed. And certainly things that once had a much more impact on the human condition and so on, are starting to have much less so, because they're being transitioned by codes that are literally coming in and making changes to them. You know, it's literally like somebody going into a piece of computer code, fiddling with the core pieces of it and saying, actually, you know, you're going to do something good now. You're no longer here to do something that's not so good. Okay. So this is how the active living intelligence of light works to my way of looking at it. So I would say what I've experienced, that 5 years ago, things that were very impactful are much less so now, but they still have an impact because it's there's still aspects of them that have yet to be fully transformed. So, you know, does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. And Trinace, please tune in chime in when you like to add something as well. Absolutely.
Well, I would like to say that just from that statement, and let you know that when you use one of these pyramids in your home or your car, that you are influencing literally the reality around you. So it's not just a tool, not just something we think of as technology that just affects, you know, the air or the water, but it's literally changing the element of what we consider the fabric of reality around us. So I love that. I absolutely love that. Yes.
I would love to add on to that, actually. That's a very, very good point. And there's so much more to this that I would like to say. Some of it I would prefer to say in a more person-to-person setting, just because of, you know, sort of platforms and so forth, but I would say that you're very much spot on with what you just said, and I would encourage anybody who does use these to work with them in that way. This is not an external instrument as such that you simply have laying around and it does its thing. And yes, it will do that, but you know, I would always encourage those of you who are sensitive, who are, you know, people who work within themselves, you know, connect and engage, because you'll be surprised. You know, I mean, we've done this ourselves. And for example, with the food one, I was just sitting there with it by my plate, and we suddenly felt that we needed to just allow it to do every single plate on the table. And normally we recommend people place it by the plates and, you know, for, and just move to each plate. But what you can do for people who are open to it, you have just one in a table, doesn't matter how big it is, and literally just streams would go out to each plate, and it would just work on every plate simultaneously. And this is what you can do. So like I said, you know, I was hoping, I was going to say that to you anyway, Trace, to try that, because I know that you've used the food one. But yes, this is such a fun, loving, joyful experience of interaction. You know, and I think this is really, for me, the essence of future innovations. It's conscious innovations. It's not just physical stuff that you've got outside you. It's stuff that works with you, from you, and as you. That's it. That's a key thing.
And I have to say, David is hand-making every piece. Is that still correct, David?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so people, he is amazing. Not only is he super intelligent in the quantum physics realm, but he is an artist. We do want to offer everyone who is listening to this recording or watching it live tonight a discount. So if you go through awakenthehealing.com, you go to our website, my website, then we are offering you a 10% discount off of these beautiful pyramids. I just want everyone to know, take a look tomorrow or, you know, a couple days from now, I will have those links available for you. We're going to work on that for you. But definitely you have to add this to your arsenal, because we need this technology and this consciousness in our home, and we are all working to be light workers to transform our world in this planet. And so we need these wonderful creations that David has channeled. And I believe he's channeled this information through, and he's been a beautiful channel for it. So thank you so much. I honor you. Oh, thank you so much. I do. I honor you. I love you for your work. And I love you, Peter, for supporting him, because this is the team duo. You need that support. And David can focus on creating these amazing pieces, and Peter can work on the business side. So I think it's a perfect marriage for this company. And if y'all don't realize, this is their debut. They're debuting this incredible technology right here on Awaken the Goddess. So I feel so honored to have that privilege to be the first to bring this to you. So this is it, people. You just heard from Dr. Clements, and he doesn't do this. He doesn't get online and talk about this stuff with people. So he offered to do this for me and for you. And we're just so blessed to have this experience. So everybody needs to jump on the bandwagon. Let's change this world. I want to thank you once again, our wonderful guests, for being with us tonight. And we do look forward to having them back. And we leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Thank you. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Awaken the Goddess. For more information on our guest today, please visit us at awakenthehealing.com. Or follow us on Instagram at Awaken the Healing, on Twitter at Awaken for Life, and on Facebook at Awaken the Healing. Please subscribe to our podcast to receive alerts of new episodes. We look forward to sharing more stories of transformation with you in our next episode of Awaken the Goddess.